How's it going, everybody? Welcome to that time of the week. I am joined in studio by Adam Lee. Adam, how is it going?
Pretty good.
Two weeks back. In a row.
I know. What a record.
Now, I did want to start off by getting these the football stories out of the way, so unfortunately, you're just going to have to sit by idly for that one. Actually, the first one you can kind of give an input on. It is about football, but you can just answer more broadly. The 49ers used AI to help in their draft process. With even the GM John Lynch saying that quote, if you're not using AI, you're already behind. The Buccaneers, the Jets, and the Lions, and the Vikings are also using AI, but to varying levels.
So like the drafts like pick players, right?
Yeah.
So they're using AI to pick people.
You're using AI to determine which players are good to be picked. Yes.
Interesting.
Usually you have a whole scouting department, and you know there's people whose job it is to go watch them play the games and report back what they see and the strengths and weaknesses, so on and so forth. But I guess you just ask AI, hey, who's got a good leadership and what their 40 time is, and you know, so on and so forth.
I feel like, though, wouldn't you still miss out on part of it, though, because the AI can only pick up what people report or video, you know, whatever's put into the internet or wherever the AI can access.
Yeah, I mean, it's got to have a pool of information to draw from. I mean, I don't think it's terrible to you, like...
maybe alongside a person, like...
Yeah, like, I think it was the Buccaneer. I read the, like, they each gave, like, a little synopsis of how they used AI. I think it was the Buccaneers who said, basically, that they used, Microsoft Copilot. And Microsoft Copilot is, to my understanding, kind of like a, you know, just like a... ChatGPT kind of thing. And they were just using it to, like, sort out people by 40 times and things. But all of that's just, like, I mean, the Combine does report all of that. So all of that is probably going to be, you know, accurate. But I don't know. I figure that I'd rather just have somebody watching it.
Yeah.
But I don't know. See, because I was also thinking about this recently. I can't think of the lady's name. I have a thing. Anyways, I can't think of the lady's name. But the have you ever seen the movie Hidden Figures? Her name's Catherine, I think, something. It's about human computers at NASA, and John Glenn. I don't remember who. I'm terrible with the names, obviously. But the astronaut who was supposed to go up in Apollo 13 or whatever, they started using computer computation, and he did not trust the computer's math. So he said, when I think Katherine Johnson maybe might be her name. Anyways, he said when she says that when she says these numbers are good, I'll believe the numbers. So she had to go back and, like, refact-check the machine before he was willing to actually take the flight based on the computer's computations. So maybe we're just in something like that right now, you know? You could use it for draft purposes, but if you use it for draft purposes, you should have a person...
To verify. Verify it.
Yes, Katherine Johnson, by the way, is her name. I was right. Yes. Yeah. Human computer at NASA. If you haven't seen Hidden Figures, by the way, great movie. I suggest you watch it. A lot of it is dramatized to some extent, but, you know, as it goes with movies. But it is largely based on a true story. Anyways. So, yeah, there are NFL teams using AI to assist in the draft process. I'm interested to see how the teams who used AI in the draft fare with their rookies. If their rookies are, by and large, better than other people's rookies, I think that all of a sudden everybody's going to be using AI. I think that if they perform very, very not well, then everybody's going to be a little skeptical.
Yeah. I'd be a little skeptical about it, too. You ever just use ChatGPT to do a little background checking for anything, like, historical, and then sometimes it'll tell you something, and then you're like... try to correct it or, like, double-check it, and then it gives you a different answer. So then it's like, well, that was not helpful.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't use ChatGPT to search information. I mean, honestly, the only thing I do on ChatGPT is, like, I use it as, like you know, like, choose-your-own-adventure games? Yeah. I basically use it as an infinite choose-your-own-adventure game. I just kind of give it a prompt, and then it's just a choose-your-own-adventure game. And that's usually how I use ChatGPT. It's just, like, a sandbox text-based game. But nonetheless, I don't think that we should be... I mean, I don't know. I assume that, at some point AI is going to be... I already deleted it, but there were something like 100,000... well, more than that. Have you ever heard of, like, Oracle? It's like a tech company.
Yeah.
They laid off something like 20 to 30,000 people because they ushered in a whole lot of AI. Microsoft also laid off a bunch of people because they ushered in AI, and I do believe Microsoft already has AI doing something like 70% of the internal coding. I don't know. There were so many. I just was looking at numbers, and there were so many more who just like so. There's probably pretty close to like 150,000 people who have either been laid off directly or indirectly caused by AI.
And people say it's going to bring us, this new utopia
now,
or something.
The logic behind the tech companies is something like AI is allowing people to do more with less. You just need less people, and AI can pick up some slack to, help the team. But, like, I don't know. It just...
You kind of need money to do things, so...
So, they end up just laying off a lot of people and whatnot, so they're just small teams with AI, basically. I don't know. I think I'm interested to see... I just kicked the desk. Nice. I think I'm just interested to see what happens when the AI... what are they, like, bubble? Is that what they're referring to?
Yeah.
I'm interested to see what happens when the AI bubble bursts.
What replaces it?
Yep. Well, I mean, once people start losing their jobs left, right, and sideways because everybody's ushering in AI, I want to see what happens with that.
You got people talking about like this is going to bring in like some sort of utopia where AI will do all the jobs for us and people can do whatever.
I would be scared about that timeline.
It'd be weird.
Like, I don't know. Have you ever seen iRobot with Will Smith?
Yeah.
One of my favorite movies of all time. Maybe it's just because I've seen that movie about a billion times, but I do not think, I've seen Terminator. I think we should just avoid the intelligent machines. I don't see a way in which it ends positive. Because, like, it's like the whole thing where, like, if you give an AI a directive to minimize human suffering, for example, like, it wouldn't be evil to just murder everybody on Earth because, there can never be human suffering again. Problem solved. Right there. Done. It just takes the shortcut to things a lot of the times. And it does break rules, or at the very least it bends them a lot.
There was this TV show called The 100. The whole premise behind it was Earth ended 97 years ago in a nuclear apocalypse. One of the seasons, spoiler alerts, you find out the world ended due to an AI got control of nuclear weapons. And the reason behind it was saying in order to save humanity, it had to end humanity.
Yeah. I mean, humans, it's kind of like the whole thing where humans are their own greatest enemy kind of thing. If my job is to protect humans, obviously humans are the problem. And a machine wouldn't, necessarily be wrong to think. It's just using, base logic. It has no emotion attached to it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it's just another computation, except it's just more vast and expanding.
So I'm interested to see, I guess, where the whole AI thing goes. And as far as... Oh, by the way, I don't like how... Now, this is a bit of a nitpicky thing, but AI used to mean, like iRobot kind of robots, like literal
artificial,
like
intelligence.
As the name suggests, literal artificial intelligence, like conscious intelligence. And now AI is just like large language models and like Google
chat programs.
Yeah, they're not. Those aren't AIs. AIs used to be like conscious machines, and then all of a sudden they just said, "Oh, this is all AI." AI's become an umbrella term.
It's the same thing as just you typing up on a keyboard. You know, you put in an input, and it takes that information to put back a response. It's just, you know.
Yeah, it just uses it. They can't. As a matter of fact, largely. I'm simplifying here. I'm no AI expert. But largely what happens is you give an input to ChatGPT or whatever, and ChatGPT can't even read. It doesn't even understand what you asked it. It's going to take that, and it's going to check it based on this big registry it has of all the information it could give you, and it's going to say, okay, based on this and other people who said things like this, this is probably what you want, and it's going to give you information. It could be true information. It could be not true information.
But it's not it thinking. It's just pulling information from others and what it's been given.
Yeah, it's not really thinking. It's just prompted. At best, it's prompted, and it doesn't read or anything like that. It's not aware of anything. You just give it something, and it gives you what you think you want.
It's just another program.
Yep, just another program. So. Like I said, just a nitpicky thing, but AI is just an umbrella thing now, and it kind of bothers me. AI used to mean something. and even then, AI, even in the umbrella sense, I think AI is terrible for the world. but you know, I think that the true definition of artificial intelligence is probably worse for the sheer fact that the world could cease to be. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Matt.
Yeah.
Why don't you guys discuss what AI is doing to communities here, like, you know, and it's only going to get worse. They're demanding so much power. That power, you know, in some of these communities is just outrageous. You know, your electric bills and stuff like that, and they haven't kept up with the power stations to supply these AI centers. And they're still building them. What do you guys think about that? I'll get off of here and listen.
Sounds good. Thank you. I think that probably goes along the same lines as the whole where people are against the AI data farms because they consume a lot of water and whatnot. Yes. There's the price of like RAM and a whole bunch of other computer parts have gone up because they need the computer chips and whatnot to mass develop AI. And AI is, you know, it does consume a lot of water and whatnot. But I mean, as far as regulating AI goes, I don't really know how you do it. As far as data centers, because, like, I mean, it's along the same lines as, like, the argument is simply, if I, a data company, an AI tech company, wanted to buy land off of a company wanted to buy land off of a private individual to build something on the land that they now own because they bought it, and you're going to say, no, you can't do that.
I think at most right now, they said they were going to try and regulate how much power they can draw. But even then, that's as far as the government's gone.
I mean, I don't. I'm not a. I don't. It's just a. I don't know. It's just a confusing kind of. Because it's just. It's regulating private interest, I guess. And, you know, regulating the economy is not, you know, we're capitalists, kind of. So, you know, it's not very pro-capital to regulate capital. It's not, well, for better word, it's not very free market to regulate it. No, I understand that there are valid reasons as to not want data farms in your community. I'm not arguing that. I'm just saying that I think they have the right to do so. I mean, they bought land off of a private individual. The private individual sold them the land for an agreed-upon amount of dollars, and now they are going to do what they want with the land that they purchased. It's the same thing with the, one second. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, our
Yes.
You talking about, you know, buying your own land, not being able to do with it what you want? That's already happening, especially in wind farms and stuff like that. There was one that was going to go out here, south of Marion in Pleasant School District.
Yeah, I remember that. We went to the hearings.
Remember that?
Yes.
Yeah, so I'll get that in there, too, when you talk. Okay. Later.
Later. Well, yes, I was just actually about to bring that up. Yeah, yes, it happens with the solar farm in Pleasant Township. But yeah, it happened with that. But I mean, I'm not saying it's, you know, I'm not saying it doesn't happen. I'm just saying it really, in my opinion, it shouldn't have. I mean, you know, private individual sold it to a private individual. I mean, you know, like if you wanted to build something on your land and they said, no, you can't do that because, you know, noise complaints or something, you know, I think you'd probably be a little upset about that. I mean, I know people get upset about every time. If you wanted to build like a shack or like a
you have to get permits.
Yeah, if you want to build a shed on your land, yeah, you have to go to the council and get and you have to make sure it fits. And people aren't about that. But oh, you best believe if something comes in that you don't want, oh, you want it. Oh, yeah. If it's good for one, it's good for all. If you don't want regulations on what you can and can't build on your land, then why do you want regulations on what other people can and can't build on their land?
Yeah.
All right. I mean, I don't know. It's just one of those things. I mean, now, yes, like I said, I do understand that they do require a lot of resources. But, I mean, you know, when push comes to shove, they buy the resources. It's not like they're just stealing the resources or like being given the resources and we have to fend for ourselves when buying them. I mean, they have to buy the resources off of buy whatever they need to make whatever they need off of people. They got to do what we got to do. Price goes up for them, too. Now, it affects us more, obviously, you know, just based on percentage of income. But they have to front the cost, too.
It's probably different, though, when you're a multi-million company and not just the average Joe trying to get by.
Well, I mean, like I said, I mean, it's percentage of income. I mean, but yes, I mean, but I mean, they have to pay for it too. I mean, they might get a deal actually, even maybe, because they're probably buying it in bulk. But, you know, we can buy things in bulk too. We just don't, because we don't have a need for it. They do. So they buy them in bulk, which raises prices for everybody else. If Sam's Club didn't exist, I bet you everything at Walmart would be a little bit cheaper, too. You wouldn't be able to buy a box of, I don't know, like 120 Gushers or whatever. And you just have all those six-count packages. It's just, I don't know. I mean, I understand the whole thing, but, you know, like with the water shortages in California, I mean, I think it's almond plantations,
pistachios as well.
They actually get to use a lot of water. Like I can't think of the word. Their cap, basically. Their limit of water they're allowed to use is significantly higher than the amount of water that, you know, the average person is allowed to use. But that's just, they require significantly more. They have a farm. It's just what's required. I mean, they have to pay for it, obviously.
I feel like, though, there should be some sort of limitation put on them, because then...
I mean, there is.
If they start springing up everywhere, it creates issues.
I mean, yeah, they are limited. They have, like, a limit that they are, like, but, you know, it's just... I mean, you know, you can't water 100 acres of land with, like, 5 gallons of water.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, I'm pretty sure... Well, not pretty sure. I'm certain that in California, the amount of water you're limited to is much higher than 5 gallons. It's just... But, like, yeah, I mean, you can't... water. I mean, especially like almonds and pistachios. Like for some reason, nuts take like a lot of water. A lot of water.
It's because it's not like a nut like you see in the store. It's an actual plant.
Go ahead.
Yeah, but Matt, these farms out there, you know, like raise almonds and pistachios and stuff like that. And those are two crops that need drastic amounts of water compared to other crops. They don't actually pay for it. They have wells that they are using. And the wells out there, you know, instead of being a few hundred feet, now they're a few thousand feet. The water table's going down a lot. And that raises the water rates for all the communities around there, because each community is only allowed to pull so much water out of, you know, the reservoirs and the rivers and stuff like that, you know, and a lot of those farms are not regulated like that. They got their own wells, but, you know, everybody's having to drill deeper and deeper and deeper wells. And have you seen the all the reservoirs out there, just how far down they are?
Like the waterbeds?
Yeah.
No.
You can see it, you know, along the sides, how the water level used to be, you know, and 100 and some feet, you know, down is where the water is now. I mean, it's starting to get drastic out there. And, you know, they need to solve that, but we'll put our genius president on it and get it solved. Okay, later.
Later. By the way, just for the sake of that, I did want to look into it more. So, just to from a quick Google search here and you know, whatnot. And I don't know how accurate this website is, so, you know, give or take. It's called CaliforniaMatters.org or CalMatters.org. But they have apparently a priority-based system, and they have senior versus junior water rights, and it basically is just senior being older water rights, junior being newer water rights. And farmers do use the surface water, but when surface water, and we have a drought, and surface water is, you know, low, they tend to switch to, that's when they switch to the well water. So, well, by the way, a neat little tidbit I learned here, 3.2 gallons of water required to grow a single almond.
Eesh.
Yeah, that's a lot of water. Yeah, 3.2. We should just get rid of almonds. I think that'd probably solve some water crisis.
Man, it makes me rethink those chocolate almonds I had at break today.
Yep, you're ruining the world. All you and
we
your
all
almonds.
Are. I don't want to hear it. We all are.
But, yes, yeah, so as far as that goes, I mean, yes, I mean, conservation of you know, resources is something, but you gotta, I guess, I'm not a fan of big, you know, I think we should have, like, this is a whole different thing, but I think we should institute, like, a Georgia's tax. I mean, just the people who own the most land should pay the most tax. I mean, land is a finite resource. I mean, every bit you have, I can't have. I think we should tax people based on the amount of land they have to either encourage them to sell some land or to develop it to make income in return. So, yeah, I mean, that's just called a Georgia's tax. And but yes, I think that would probably help with the data farms, because, you know, you wouldn't buy land for unnecessary data farms if you knew you were going to get taxed for a whole bunch of land that you weren't using currently. I mean, there's all kinds of people who own land that they don't do anything with just to sit and let it appreciate, and they would probably, well, not, I don't know about probably, but they could sell it if they were incentivized to do so through taxes. But quickly to get through the football story, we talked about AI for a bit longer than I expected we would. So have you heard about the Dr. Strauss sex abuse scandal at Ohio State?
Yeah.
30 former Ohio State football players, including some former NFL players, have agreed to join the lawsuit against the university. I don't know how many people that makes now, but
good on them.
Yeah, lots. Why do you think that the university is fighting so hard to not pay them? Compensate them, I guess, is a better word. Pay just seems like a I don't know, not a good word to use.
Kind of like an admission of guilt.
Well, they've pretty good and well already said that it's happened.
I guess, I don't know. Probably try to put it behind them as quick as possible or painless.
I mean, like, possible. Like we went to Columbus a while back to interview Gordon Gee, and he was president of the university during that time. And Scott asked Gordon Gee if he knew anything about it, and he said that no, his office did not know anything about it. But I mean, he never said it didn't happen or anything. It's just no, we didn't know it was happening. Is basically what he said. So I mean, they're not saying it didn't happen. I mean, there's already an admittance of guilt there. I mean, I guess. But not to, because I guess the students are claiming that everybody knew and nobody did anything about it. So there is that. I mean, they probably don't want to admit that. I mean,
like how bad it could.
Yeah,
was.
Yeah. Like you know, whether everybody did know and nobody was doing anything about it. You know, I think that if that was true, yes. I mean, you probably
look real bad.
Yeah, you probably do. You probably wouldn't want to say, yeah, we knew about it, and just kind of you know, let it slide for a while. Yeah, that'd be pretty bad. So I mean, maybe that does have something to do with it, but I don't think they even have to say, "Yeah, we knew about it and we did nothing." So here's some compensation. It's just it happened. We didn't do anything about it. I mean, if you didn't know it was there, obviously you didn't do anything about it. You didn't know. So I mean, you're just compensating them for what happened in the past. You don't have to say, "Yeah, we knew it happened. Sorry about that, guys." You just gotta comp. I mean, I think that they probably would like that because, we've talked to a couple of the survivors and, Ohio State, like Jim Jordan, for example. He used to be a wrestling coach at Ohio State. And I think Fred Feeney, he's a former referee for wrestling collegiately. And, I believe referee. And he said that, you know, he explained what happened between him and Strauss, and then he said that he went out into the hallway and Jim Jordan and somebody else was there. I don't remember who the second person was, but he mentioned, you know, what had happened, and they were just like, yeah, well, you know how Strauss is.
What do you mean you know how he is? Like, jeez.
So, I mean, that's also his story. I mean, Jim Jordan will deny, you know, endlessly that he knew nothing about it and that that's not true. So, you know, make your own judgments there. I'm not saying he did do it. I'm not saying he didn't. I'm just, you know, that story I heard. But yeah, so I mean, like, there is that whole thing. And there are a lot of depositions that are happening. So, case is moving along.
That's good.
But yeah, so there is that. Now this is the part you're gonna have really nothing to say about. It's just prospects. Jordan Tyson, Arizona State prospect to the Saints. Like I said, I mean, a lot of the players are basically just hyped. I don't know how good they are actually, but you know, you hype them up during the off season. The receivers coach for the Saints, Keith Williams, said about Jordan Tyson, he's what I thought he would look like. He's attentive. He's fast. He's athletic. He can catch. Today was good for him. He has good size, good speed. He's sudden. He's a hands catcher. He's athletic, and he's got good run after the catch. He checks a lot of boxes for what you look at in a wideout, and it was great to be able to have a chance to get him here. So, good for him. I mean, obviously, Jordan Tyson is apparently hyping up the Saints over there. So, I'm excited for that. I mean, the Saints could use a wide receiver, so I think that'll be good. I mean, they have not Garrett Wilson. They have the other one, but I can't think of his name. Also from Ohio State, but he's no Garrett Wilson. The Buccaneers head coach Todd Bowles said that Miami product Reuben Bain was dominant in practice, and he was already in midseason form. They could use a good defensive tackle, so good on them for that. Hopefully, he is a good. I have nothing but faith in defensive players. Defense is the line, at least, is an easier position. Well, I don't know who. I think this is for Deshaun Stribling. But he's from Ole Miss, and the coordinators are hyped about him and, you know, things like that. Now, the story that I was most excited to talk about was a couple of them. The Packers released Brandon McManus. Brandon McManus missed, I do believe, 3 field goals, so he left 9 points on the board, and we lost by, I do believe, 4 to the Bears. So if he made his field goals, we should have won that game, but he didn't. So R.I.P. to the Packers, and we got put out of the playoffs there. Goodbye and good riddance to Brandon McManus. You know, I'm surprised it took the Packers this long to fire McManus. They did draft a kicker. I'm excited to see him. I do believe he has something like a 77% accuracy rating over 50 yards. So that's what you want. Excited about that. And our last story as far as the football goes, Aaron Rodgers is potentially going to be making a return to football again, and he will return to the Steelers. And the Steelers' head coach is currently Mike McCarthy. So I'm excited about that because, Aaron Rodgers played. I think he's played for like 20 some odd seasons now, and at least half of them he played under Mike McCarthy. So he could, you know, very well end up not back to the prime, but back to, you know, better than he was last year. He wasn't terrible last year. He just wasn't Aaron Rodgers, so people thought he played terribly. There's that. By the way, it's still not a surefire thing that he returns. I mean, the general manager of the Steelers, Omar Khan, has said he has no idea where Aaron Rodgers is as far as returning, with a quote being, I don't know where he is at the moment. We have to continue conversations, and they're positive, and we had a good experience with him last year. And I think he'd probably echo the same thing. Conversations continue. So, Aaron Rodgers could very well be returning. He could very well not be returning. I think he's going to return to play one more season with Mike McCarthy, the head coach who named him starter. I do believe there was some other head coach there. I don't know his name. Some other head coach there when Aaron Rodgers was drafted. And then, like, the year after Rodgers was drafted, they hired Mike McCarthy. And Mike McCarthy made Aaron Rodgers the starting quarterback. But with that being said, that is it for the football. Now, did you have anything you would like to say about football or AI? Anything left to say?
Well, on the AI thing with water, the UN has announced by 2030, water scarcity could displace over 700 million people, with 40% of global freshwater demand exceeding supply. And yet we want to, like, waste away our resources like that on AI?
Well, I don't think we want to waste away the resources. I mean, like,
obviously, yeah, we're not using drinking water to, you know, clean or cool the AI systems, but all the, like, eventually it all, you know, seeps into the ground or evaporates up, gets into actual water supplies.
Now, maybe I misheard it, because it does sound, you know, absurd, but the United States farming industry alone consumes more water than the globe's AI farms, or data centers, or whatever you want to call them. Now, I could be wrong on that, as far as misheard it, but I do believe that the farms in the United States alone consume more water than the data farms, data centers, AI things. No, I don't know about, you know.
Yeah, it's about 16 times.
16 times is a lot. You know, maybe we should do something about that.
Well, at least, you know, we can get food from that.
Yeah, that we throw most of it. Hey, did you know, fun fact, by the way.
Yeah, we're pretty wasteful
people. Yeah, farmers who grow food, the food that they can't sell to grocery stores, they just incinerate it a lot of the times, because giving it away for free is just no good. You can't do that, obviously, because you're not making any money off of it, so you gotta burn it.
Yeah. So next time you think, like, that smudge on a fruit looks bad, it's okay.
So yeah, apparently 16 times more water in the United States used alone for farming than data centers worldwide. But we're concerned about the data centers. Maybe we should just find a more water conservation way to farm?
We tell the AI to figure a way to solve the water and the farming issue, and then we stop using the AI.
I mean, I just think it's just one of those things. Now, I don't think AI is good. I mean, I know it sounds like I'm defending AI here, but it's more so I'm defending the free market. I mean, I think that, yeah, I mean, if I buy land, I should be allowed to use this land however I want. It's mine. You know, same thing for companies. I think companies should be allowed to use the land basically however they want, so long as it's not, like, you know, murdering people or something like that. As long as there are no, like, adverse health effects that can be directly linked to it. Now, I'm not for, like, laissez-faire economies, you know? I mean, I think you gotta have some kind of command economy to mix in safety and consumer protections. But, yeah. We've done that.
Well, what about when they're incentivized by the government and they have contracts to build?
What about it?
It's not more so like they decide to buy the land and do whatever they want. It's more so they've coaxed the government and, hey, we could do this. Give us a little extra money. We can do it. And they're like, okay.
Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Matt, we already do that. I mean, look at the city. You know, there's different districts that are, you know, residential, business, and there's a few other, you know, classifications, but zoning's been in for years, and part of the zoning is to help protect your property values and the quality of life in your communities and stuff.
But I mean, like, even with the Pleasant Township thing that you brought up earlier, I mean, it was zoned for that. I mean, they could have bought the land, and then they could have put in the solar farm, and there would have been no problems with that. But the people had problems with that. They didn't want it there. So they made a whole bunch of hubbub.
They was worried it was going to affect their property values.
I think they were more concerned about land water, is what they were saying, that it was going to seep into the land water.
Well, that could have been true, but I know their property values, they would have been really concerned about, too. Pleasant and RV, you know, have the best land values, you know, of any district here in Marion County. But that was just, you know, we do zoning, you know, a lot. It's been around, you know. There's times that you can change the zoning for something. You know, but you have to go to the council and stuff to get it done. You know, there's places where there's no more liquor licenses available. And you can go to the city, you know, and sometimes, you know.
I think the liquor license limit is a state thing. I think that the state mandates you can only have a certain number within an like X mile radius or something.
Well, the city, I know, has something to do with that, too.
Well, they have a door, but that's to do with, like...
And churches have something to do with that. If the churches don't say, you know, don't speak up, then, you know, it can go through. But, you know, supposedly, you know, you're not supposed to have alcohol places close to church, and it's just like drugs. If you sell drugs within so many feet of a church or something, you know, you get a higher penalty for it.
Yeah, churches and schools. But I mean but that's like the Dora in town. I mean, it's, now I don't know what Dora stands for. I mean, they mentioned it at one point, I don't remember. But it's basically just the area in which you are allowed to drink and be outside. Like, public intoxication is legal within a Dora, basically, cuz you are allowed to, like, that's where the bars are at. It's downtown.
Well, they've changed that. You know, that used to be, you know, you used to couldn't do that even in places down in Columbus and stuff, and Delaware was one of the first ones to start that. They got, I know right uptown, they got a big outdoor bar there, but, you know, now Popcorn Festival and stuff, they sell beer downtown there. I'm not a big fan of that, but whatever. lot of, you know, fights and stuff like that to break out, and, you know, families going up there, you know, don't want, you know, that leading over into their fun, you know, but at this point I want to bring up.
Alrighty, thank you. Well, yeah, I mean, yes, there are the zonings and things, but, I mean, like I said, but if, but yes, like I mentioned, I mean, even with the solar township thing, that was a local thing. I mean, they were going to buy land that was zoned for, that they would have been allowed to use for a solar farm. So, you know, they just opted to not, because it ended up being a whole thing with the citizenry. And, I mean, there was, I mean, we went to the hearing. There was a whole hearing at Tri Rivers in which they had, like, you know, the whole nine, like a judge and everything. I mean, the lawyers were there. I mean, you know, now it, like, yes, it did end up not happening, but I think that's just because the solar people were just like, you know, not worth it. Now they did a some kind of discovery thing to determine whether or not it was going to be okay, and basically they said that it was. Now I'm like vastly oversimplifying this, I think, but basically they said that that they shouldn't do it just because the public outcry, but then there, but that there was nothing like, you know, that they against it per se, that they couldn't do it for. And they were going to go through with doing it. That's why the hearing and things happened at Tri Rivers. But then they just, I guess, opted to not. Now I might have that wrong. It's been a while, and I haven't thought about that until recently. To do with the data centers, but yeah. What do you think?
Yeah. People's land to do how they please, but if it's going to affect the general population around it, maybe there should be cause for concern.
As far as what?
Like, yeah, valid reason on that solar farm in Pleasant Township for some of the water leaking off of the solar panels and then seeping into the ground.
I could be wrong, but there was an engineer at the hearing. Now, I mean, I did not do any looking into it myself, so, you know, we're taking him at his word for it. So, you know, grain of salt. But he went over basically what, he basically went over a whole spiel about how, about solar farms not actually affecting groundwater, and he went over what all, solar panels and solar farms are made out of, and I don't know, something like that. Now I don't know. So yeah, I don't know that they affect groundwater or not. I'll be 1,000% honest with you. I just know that somebody who was in favor spoke that night and said that that's not really a concern. So again, I don't know. It's just something I recall from that hearing. So yeah, I mean, I think there's more, I don't know. I mean, I think there's more of a sound, if anything. I mean, even then, the sound's not very loud. I mean, I looked it up at one point, and the sound that's going to, because people were talking about how it's going to make sound, and I wanted to say the sound made by the generator that's underground is something like a light breeze. As far as decibels go, so not all that loud. I mean, still noise pollution, I'll give you that. And yes, it would lower your property values because of the noise pollution.
Pretty much anything electrical makes a sound, though.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's the buzzing of the electricity.
Yeah.
Electricity makes noise. Fun fact, your blood makes noise. It sounds like running water. You just don't hear it, because, you know, you're you. But yeah, if you ever get like a test or something where they're listening to like your blood flow, it just sounds like rushing water. And it's pretty cool. Anyways, yeah. So it's not. No, I don't know. Like I said, I don't know as far as the whole affecting the groundwater goes and whatnot. But I know there was somebody who said that was not a concern. Now I don't know for certain. I'm no environmental doctor or something. I don't have a doctorate in like environmental in any of the environmental sciences. So there's that. But the show has gone by fast. We have about 30 seconds left. If there's anything you would like to leave off here.
For a solar panel to leak, it would not have to be operating correctly, apparently. That, according to solaralliance.org.
Well, I don't know. I'm a fan of the solar and I do believe of the two, wind power is nowhere near as effective as solar, but I'm a pragmatic guy. I think that we should probably start working to, I mean, you can't do like a complete flip, but I think that oil's probably not the way to go, and I think that we should probably start working towards
we should just go nuclear.
Yes, I'd be all right with nuclear as well. It's still green energy. It's not renewable, but it's green. But with that being said, we are about 12 seconds over our allotted time now. So, Adam, I appreciate you coming.
Oh, it's fun as always.
You can listen anytime at WWGH1071.com or the free TuneIn app. However you're listening now, obviously it works. Any smart device, I think smart TVs even. So we are accessible and live 24/7. Don't miss it for love nor money, as Scott would say. And I appreciate you for joining. Have a good night and goodbye.
Abraham Lincoln, when it's the...